Hey guys.
Hello.
Amir and Irina here.
Hello.
Malcolm, Dave, the usual. They're not
have
here.
Been fired.
No, they haven't been fired. Friday post game, which we shoot on Thursdays. We're gonna do that today.
Yep.
And you wanted to do this. You're actually the one that really wanted to do this, and you scheduled it like 2 weeks ago.
I wanted to do it 2 weeks ago. And then fast forward to today, you're like, oh, we're scheduled to do a post game today. I'm like, what? Oh shit, I forgot about that. What were we gonna talk about? So 2 weeks ago, we were in Hawaii.
Well, let's give some context in case people don't know.
You do
so
that.
In case you guys don't follow the TYT gossip and whatever, Irina and I, we've been dating for almost 3 years now.
Yes, our anniversary's coming up.
Yeah. And we went to Hawaii 2 weeks ago.
We did.
And Irina wanted to share that story because she had so much fun. We both had so much fun.
Yeah. Since I started working at TYT, it's been hard. Some years have been so goddamn hard. And all you think about some days is, I just want to go on an island vacation. When there's a beach and some coconut palm trees, just like in the background behind me, and nothing around you. And I've been dreaming about that for years and years.
I think most of us have been dreaming about that. I mean, at least like you didn't grow up in America, obviously, but the idea of going to Hawaii is like, it's like a pretty, it's a cliche that everyone kind of grows up with. And I'd never been on an island trip either, but tell your story. Your earliest memories growing up in Romania of
Oh, as a kid?
Of Hawaii.
Yeah, so, when I was going, I basically started going to school in 1990. And Romania was just coming out of communism. Everybody was dirt poor, education system. I find out a lot like America today. It was a lot like America today. The schools are fucking poor. The paint is coming off the walls. Some of the rooms didn't have heat and winters gets pretty cold there. Anyway, all our books were black and white. Not until middle school did I start getting some of our French manuals, English language manuals that had some color in them and cartoons. Everything was just very somber, like I said, black and white, monotonous. And so in fifth grade, we get this teacher and he was also our, what do you call it?
Like home.
Yeah.
Homeroom teacher.
Homeroom teacher.
Yeah, we have the same system here for the
most
part.
So in that class, he wanted to expose us to other things in the world, basically. So he brought to class a world map, and he was showing us and talking to us about, you know, people eat peanut butter in America. Isn't that nice? We don't have peanut butter here. And he also brought some posters of Hawaii, and he put them in our class on the walls. And it was just the greenest green I've ever seen, the most beautiful blue sky, beautiful blue waters. And my best friend and I looked at it, and I remember if I told her that or she told me, but we've decided that one day we're gonna go together on vacation to Hawaii and we're gonna experience that super blue sky and you know, tranquil waters and all that crap.
Clear water, yeah.
Clear water, yeah. Come to find out there are no tranquil waters in Hawaii.
Yeah.
The water's pretty rough.
It was. The waves were huge.
Yeah. I think next time we go, because we do want to go.
I don't know
again.
If that's a seasonal thing or maybe just Hawaii is like that. Maybe that's why everyone likes to go surfing
people
in Hawaii.
No one knows, but I guess there's a reason why people go surfing in certain parts of Hawaii.
Yeah. So to specify, we went to the island of Kauai, which is the northwesternmost island, big island that's up there. And it's actually the oldest island in Hawaii.
I don't know.
Yeah, I read up about it. Because they're volcanic islands, so there's like a point in the earth where lava keeps coming up, and as the tectonic plates keep moving up, islands are formed that way. So based on that, Kauai is the oldest one, and the big island is the newest one. So that's kind of cool. It was interesting to me. I'm like a geek towards these kinds of things, you know that.
That's interesting. Yeah. If you were to ask me, I would have assumed that Big Island is the oldest one.
No, it's the newest one. And yeah,
Okay.
What did we do there?
And so obviously I ended up not going with my girlfriend because you insisted this year that we go to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So since I've turned 30, I think for my 30th birthday, I went to Paris. And then ever since I did that, I've decided that on my birthday, in order to make it memorable and fun, you just don't want to kind of go to a restaurant, which we did end up doing one year. You want to do something that's going to, you know, create new memories, truly have fun, relax, stay with you, and just kind of, like this trip did, change a little bit who you are. And so I insist that we go on a trip every year for my birthday. Last year we went to Mammoth,
it's a good investment.
I think. Yeah. And so this year you decided that we're gonna go to Hawaii. Anna asked me actually, why did you guys pick Hawaii? And I'm like, I don't know, Amir wanted to. Because I guess
we looked at a couple options, and I started in New Zealand actually, and that was kind of out of our price range, and it
definitely
was far.
Yeah, I mean, even Hawaii ended up being pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Even from here, from LA, with a plane ticket and a car for a week, and we stayed in a resort. Yeah,
around $4,000.
I think so, for both of us.
Yeah. And other places that we looked at, though, Easter Island, which I still want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so incredibly remote from everything.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny island without like that many activities that you can do. And
yeah, I still want to go on a vacation where there's nothing to do but lay on the beach. And that might get a little boring because every day we went to the beach in Hawaii. The first day we went to the beach, we got there. So there's a 3-hour time difference in the summer between LA and Hawaii. So you wake up at 6 o'clock, which is 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then 7 o'clock breakfast. By 8 o'clock, we were at the beach. And it's pretty warm there. You can't really tell that it's that early. And so I remember specifically because I checked the clock. I'm like, what time is it? Is it time to go to lunch yet? And I looked at the watch and it was 10:20. And I'm like, oh shit, we're going to be here for a while.
We found a really good beach.
Yeah.
It's actually called Secret Beach.
Yeah, so tell people how you find, well, I don't know, do we want to tell people how you find these secret beaches?
No, but if you do a little Google search, you'll figure it out. But the beach that we went to anyway, it's kind of a hike to get there, so that already makes less people inclined to want to go there. It's like a 10-minute hike. Not that bad, but you got to go down some rocks and some dirt paths. Anyway, we get there and it's enormous, clean beach, and there's probably 5 other people there.
But so, they were nowhere close to us.
But they were nowhere close to us. We actually have a video if like we can play that, show what the beach is like, yeah. It was amazing. And you can't even see any of the other
there's
people.
There's some people right there for, yeah, and then they set up at some point, but I think they might have ended up leaving.
Yeah, that was you actually.
Oh, that was me?
Yeah, that was you.
There was some people that came a little later.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a pretty secluded beach on the northern side of Kauai. And fun fact, all those other people were completely naked there. And that was a thing.
Yes,
people go to these beaches because there's not many people there and they're just completely naked. So we'd be sitting there and then all of a sudden we'd look up and there's this like some dude with his schlong just like walking by.
No, you wouldn't. I haven't seen any schlongs.
I've seen a lot of schlongs.
Because you were looking for them. But
okay.
I noticed that people were naked, but they weren't close enough for you to see like their, private parts.
There is like some hidden understanding you have when you go to nude beaches like this. Like you don't look for too long. You kind of like do a one over and then you nod and like they keep walking.
You're not supposed to stare. But I do like that as soon as one person or one couple did it, then everyone else was like, oh, I can take my top off and whatever, which is what I ended up doing on the first day. I am really annoyed that, I don't know, because I don't know that I'm that comfortable that I would just do it everywhere. But I'm really annoyed when I go, you know, with guys to the beach like you, and you don't have to wear a fucking top. You don't have to like have that thing strangle you and then, you know.
Yeah.
It's super annoying. Then you can't really put sunscreen on. And
totally
then you go into the water. Sometimes it kind of falls off and it's something you always have to be mindful of. It's really, really annoying.
Yeah. I mean, it's different in Europe. Like our American mentality of it is you have to hide your breasts. Or the nipples at least. It's the nipple.
I guess so.
That's the focus point.
Anyway.
So after that, our next big adventure in Hawaii was a kayaking trip.
No, the first adventure in Hawaii was the hike.
So
we got there on a Thursday. I wanted to get there earlier so we have time to go to a beach in the evening because I wanted to take advantage of the whole time we were there. And so I don't remember what we ended up doing Thursday night. No, we went to lunch.
We went to Hanalei Bay. We just went to a beach and just stood there.
We did go to a beach and the water was really calm except when that wave came and then I didn't have a change of clothes and I got wet, so we had to go home because I'm very sensitive to cold.
Yeah.
And even though it was like 83, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, so we're big hikers, and one of the reasons why I picked this island view is because it has a really famous hiking path, the Kalalau hiking path.
Yeah.
And so we went on there, I think the third day that we were there, and it's 4 miles to get to the first point, which is a beach. And we actually have one picture on our way there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty tiring. And then 4 miles from there to get to this waterfall. So that's like, you got to go through a jungle rainforest like that, which is
This is actually on the way back.
I've been wanting to do this my whole life, kind of go on a hike like that through a jungle.
I was just
missing a machete. But we get to the waterfall. I think we have videos of that too.
Yeah. It's funny because we used to hike a lot in LA. We don't anymore just because I've realized that the air is so dirty and I'm always sneezing. I do have an air mask that I try to wear when we're hiking in LA, but it doesn't really help that much. And so we kind of stopped hiking for that reason. And also because our dog, we took her on hikes. She climbed a whole mountain when she was a puppy, 5 months old, and she did amazing. But now she's gotten a little older and she's older and fatter, and she's turned into this lazy bitch, basically.
Yeah.
So we have to carry her most of the time. So I think that's part of the reason why you stopped hiking in LA too. And before we took this hike, you would read about it. And even I think we spoke to someone about it and they said, it's a strenuous hike. And I'm like, a strenuous hike? Like, how strenuous can it be? It's a hike, you know? And then when we did it, even the first part, I think because we haven't, I mean, maybe you say you exercise, but I definitely haven't in a very long time. So I had a hard time kind of catching my breath and getting into a rhythm where like you're hiking and you're breathing and it becomes easy.
But that's the thing about hiking though, even if you don't exercise that much, it's kind of, you're challenging nature on it. I think your body instinctively kind of helps you through it.
Because
there was some points where you have to jump across rocks, across rivers and stuff, and you fell in at one point too.
Yeah.
But you keep going, and then there's some like sheer cliff edges at some points. You don't even think about it, you just keep going.
Yeah.
You keep following the path, whatever path. It's not really much of a path.
But. Yeah. I think once you set up to do something like that, you have to be in the right headspace. You can't, you know, if you end up having a negative attitude of, oh, I can't do this, why did I sign up for you to do this? And I did think about like, well, what? This is actually strenuous. Yeah. This is kind of harder than I thought it was going to be. Just being in the right, you know, headspace, just and keep positive, that definitely helps with, I think any strenuous physical activity, even when you go to work out and like you want to give it your all, you just kind of have
willpower.
To, yeah, it's willpower, and you have to tell yourself that like, you know, a little more, just keep doing and kind of having like, you know, I imagine if you're like a professional athlete, you always have like a coach or someone that just kind of in your ear and, you know, pushes you to do things. And it's the same with this, except here you kind of have to tell yourself that, you know, a little more. And in the second part of the hike, it actually got worse. And the closer we were getting to it and it started raining too, it started getting dicey. Like, the cliff edges were narrower and there were a lot of people hiking there, so you'd have to wait for people to come through so you can go by. And people were like, a little more, 5 more minutes, 6 more minutes, but it just felt like, oh my God, are you? And they were like, it was totally worth it. And I'm like, okay, it better be, because this is getting worse and, you know, it's not getting easier the way I'd expected it to be. And then we get there and it was really, really nice. I think it was a little busier than I would have wanted it to be, even though it was such a strenuous hike. But then I'm thinking to myself, we talked about this actually. I'm like, is this really that hard? Because there were people there with kids.
I know.
Yeah.
And some of them, I think, had to carry their kids, and there were people there that were a lot older than us. So we're like, okay, I guess we did it. Maybe it wasn't that bad. It felt pretty bad to us.
Yeah.
But we got there, and there was that amazing waterfall, and you got into the water, and I didn't, because I'm terrified that I'm going to get cold.
It was worth it. I've always wanted to do that, jump in a waterfall.
Yeah, you probably should have waited for me to come, too. We just kind of went ahead, assumed that I wasn't going to
do
it.
But yeah, right before that, I proposed to you.
Yeah, I think this is my ring. A surprise to a lot of people. I think even a lot of people here don't know, because
we're pretty low-key.
We are pretty low-key, but also we were there, didn't have anyone to take a picture of us. I took a couple of selfies, but they're not that great. And so since we came back, we've been trying to take what I call a family photo of us two, me with my ring and our dog, but we just haven't had the time to do that. So I've been kind of randomly telling people. Some people are like, what's the ring on your finger? And I'm like, oh my God, I got engaged. And then others didn't notice, and I just kind of told them. I think at this point, Cenk doesn't know. Probably JR doesn't know, but that's kind of odd.
Because he sits right next to you.
Because he does sit right next to me. And as soon as I came into the office, he was like, okay, let's see if you're tan and you're darker than me. And we did this. And I don't know if you noticed, but
he knows. He's just embarrassed to ask.
Yeah, he just hasn't said anything. And like, I'm being the weirdo here because I just won't come out and say, hey, we got engaged. But that's just kind of not my thing.
Well,
like,
we're babysitting JR's dog this weekend. So we'll tell Sprocket. And maybe Sprocket will tell Jay.
Okay, we'll do that. But yeah, I think most people don't know. But we got engaged, and now I'm excited. Initially, I was just kind of scared because you hear all these horror stories how weddings cost a gazillion of money. And I watched Anna go through that process.
You gotta just like not do that, all that shit.
Yeah, last year of planning a wedding, and she was so stressed on top of the election. I don't know why she decided to do that in an election year. But I don't want to plan a wedding. I do want to have a party with friends and kind of celebrate. I don't know how that's going to happen. We'll talk to some people, maybe my parents, your parents.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's going to be fun.
Anna offered to help. She has this experience in planning. I think the best wedding I've ever been to. I haven't been to that many, but I was a bridesmaid in a wedding too.
Her wedding was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. So that's what I want for my wedding. I don't care about the food. I don't care about a lot of things.
Okay,
but
you keep saying that, but like food is kind of important for weddings.
So here's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a club, right, to party, and let's say the event starts at 7 or 8 p.m., which is kind of when a wedding would start, you would eat beforehand. And I'm not expecting that people eat and then come there. But like, you're not going there trying to get full. You're going there to have fun and have a party, right?
Where you don't eat, so and then like you go to In-N-Out afterwards.
No, there's gonna be food, but I just think people overdo it with like the entrees and the seven courses and the whatever. And I don't really know how much that costs, but I feel like that's one way I'd want to save money. Like, I want there to be booze. I want there to be food, but I want there to be fun. I don't want to do the whole like people sitting at the table is okay. Now the first comes, everybody first course comes, you have to sit down and eat second course. So that's just like
one thing. You're describing a Romanian wedding right now. That was the craziest wedding I've ever been to, I think, when we went to Romania.
Yeah.
And they were giving us a full meal at 2:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Just delicious food. And I was like, I can't eat anymore, but I have to.
But you're going to be there. That's what, because where you fucked up is that you notice that a lot of people are dancing.
Yeah.
So as you dance, you know, the food kind of settles and then you make room for more. But you were just kind of sitting there
eating and smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. So by midnight, you got full. Big mistake, because there's still two more courses coming after midnight. The cake comes out at 3 a.m. The wedding's not starting to break up until probably 4 a.m. And you were dead at that point. You went in like...
I was just angry at you and the Romanian community at large that like you guys have weddings like this. I just went in the car and I tried to sleep, but it was really cold in the car.
Yeah.
Really fast though, let's finish up the Hawaii trip. So after that, you wanted to go on this big kayaking trip.
Yes.
That I did not really want to do, but I was like, fuck it, let's do it. This is going to be good. It's going to be a bonding experience, blah, blah, blah. And you pretty much, it's a 20-mile kayaking trip down the Napali coast.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the website, it's not an easy thing. Like,
yes,
we kick people off because they don't know what they're getting into all the time.
Yeah.
So we were kind of nervous going into this.
Yes.
And
it's one of the top 10, I think. I don't know, again, to say strenuous again, but one of the top 10 most strenuous kayaking experiences in the world. And the reason I think is on that list, it's because it's a sea kayak, and in itself that just becomes harder because right now you're paddling against waves, which we ended up doing a lot. And
pretty much 8 hours straight, we were just paddling our lives.
Yeah. So this kayaking trip is actually why when I decided to do this post game, because I just at the end of it, I felt like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that and I survived. I was terrified the entire time. It's nothing I would have done 5 years ago, or I don't know why. Just the same we did on Memorial Day, we went on the four-wheelers. That's something I would not have done, you know, before. But I feel like, I don't know, in my head, I feel like, shit, I'm going to be 40 soon, so I want to have fun. I want to experience these things. The other part for me is that I was shy as a kid, and just I stayed away from doing fun things because I was always terrified that I'm going to fall, I'm going to fail.
And you were terrified for half the kayaking trip.
Yeah, and the same thing happened here, but I'm glad I did it because at the end of it, I thought that like, oh shit, now we could do, you know, more stuff like this, even though I don't know that I would do this kayaking trip again, definitely not.
Not for a while.
Yeah.
That was exciting though, the kayak, when I look back on it, we didn't flip over once, and other people flipped over, so I was happy.
No one flipped over.
In the other group behind us.
Yeah, there were two groups, because there's multiple companies that do this on the Napali coast, and I think on the day we went on, it was our company and another group, and maybe someone in the other group flipped, but no one in our group
flipped. Yeah, because like when you get to the end point, you have to ride the wave down. The waves are huge at this beach that you go down, so you have to kind of pay attention and watch the guy on the beach telling you either to stop or row, and we did it perfectly.
Yeah.
And we just rode that wave all the way down.
Yeah, that was amazing, because I've never surfed or done anything like that. So we basically, this is the wave, and your boat at some point ends up here, and then you ride the wave, and it pushes you forward, and then as you go ahead, you know, you have to row. But at some point, since I was sitting in front of the kayak, I was literally flying, and it was amazing. But for me, it was definitely an experience that changed me a little bit. I hope I'm more brave now. And I'm going to take on and doing things like that. And it's definitely memorable. It was a great exercise for us as a couple. Because I'm sitting in front, I can't see you, but also keeping it real, I was terrified even to turn my head to look at you. And for the most part, I couldn't hear you also. But you're sitting in the back and you're steering the kayak. Yeah. And so we have to communicate. You also have to row at the same pace. Otherwise, you're kind of working against each other. So for new couples out there that want to, you know, figure out
if it's
going to work out.
You want a 20-mile kayak.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if you have to go to that extreme, but definitely do something like that together, because the way we interacted and we got through it, it was definitely...
I'll be totally honest here. So I was sitting behind you. The amount of times I wanted to hit you on the head with my paddle, I can't even count on how many times.
Because I yelled at you many times. Steer, because in the beginning, I don't know if you knew that you're supposed to steer the kayak. And
it gets like some getting used to.
Okay, so you have to admit that you had no fucking clue what you were doing for the first half of the trip. And I kept yelling at you, and I realized that, you know, he's struggling, but I didn't curse at you, I didn't call you names. You did drop a couple of F-bombs at me, because I get it how it can be frustrating, and that's like one thing that I should work on. But it's probably just my communication style, because I do end up like yelling and getting frustrated and like, keep rowing.
Two producers trying to produce each other.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
Advise people to try to do something like that, because I noticed that the way we interacted and we got through this experience is pretty much the way we do everything. Like, there's gonna be some frustration sometimes,
but yeah.
As long as there's communication, and in this case, I felt like my life depended on it. Even though I knew in the back of my head that if we flip, nothing's gonna happen. There's guides there that are gonna come and rescue you. And by the way, I can't swim. And you do have a vest, but I don't know how much that helps.
Yeah.
But I was terrified the whole time. I actually thought I pooped my pants 3 times. I was so scared. We also took seasick medicine the night before and the morning of, and I don't really know what that does for you. But in the beginning, there was some chop. The waters were rough and you have to paddle really hard. And I thought so many times, I don't think there was one moment when I thought we were gonna flip. But I was definitely terrified the entire time that we are gonna flip and that I'm not gonna know what to do or whatever. And so I was so fucking scared. My stomach was so upset. And so the first time I passed gas and it stank so bad and I couldn't feel anything. I was so scared. So I did think that I pooped my pants that first time.
Yeah.
But then it happened again. And then it happened the third time. And the third time when it happened, it's when you got out of the kayak to pee.
Yeah.
Because you have to get out of the, you're not gonna pee yourself in a kayak. You have to get out, lower yourself in the water and pee there. And you decided you have to pee because you can't hold it for some reason. I don't know, guys can't hold it as long as women do, but also
that's
you have
bullshit. Like,
you also have this instrument that you can just whip out and just pee whatever, and it's not as easy for women to do. And so the third time you got out, I was again terrified. And when you got out, it was a good thing that you decided you weren't gonna kind of let me know. You just kind of got out, because if you were to wait for me to be ready, I was never gonna be ready. And the same thing happened when you got out back in the boat. Because I thought I had to counterbalance you, because when you get in, you pull in the boat. So I was like, no, don't get in, I can't, my stomach hurts, just wait, because I thought I was gonna poop my pants again.
Yeah.
And so you were just sitting there hanging, you know, on the kayak, but then you decided, no, I'm just gonna go in, because Irina's never gonna be ready, and it's kind of, it worked out.
Yeah.
But
we survived.
I was so fucking scared. Also, one thing, one note for me, there's turtles in Hawaii.
No,
I haven't seen a single fucking turtle. So
there's dolphins though. We were kayak past the whole school of them.
Yeah, and then we were terrified again that they were gonna flip our kayak. And so I was again so scared that I kind of blacked out at that moment and I barely remember it. But it was an amazing experience. I recommend it to anyone. And the reason I actually wanted to do this post game is to tell you about you know, this kayaking trip and how it changed me, how I pushed myself, and I'm glad that I did. Now I'm thinking, because I always end up kind of leaning on you and, you know, counting on you to help me get through things, I've kind of decided that I need to do something on my own, where I kind of, you know, have to just pull through doing by myself.
I think so too.
I'm gonna do some sort of rock climbing thing.
By yourself? Good luck.
Okay, thanks for your confidence.
I believe in you.
Okay. What else did we do? We did a...
We drove. We rode on the Kipu Ranch.
Yeah.
We have pictures of that too, real fast. Yeah, so we went on this ranch that's owned by this really rich guy who...
No, it was a princess, I think, of Hawaii.
Oh, okay. But they own sugar.
I don't remember the story.
And we just drove around pretty much. And we went to where they shot Raiders of the Lost Ark and stuff like that. And they shoot like Jurassic Park and all these things here.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
It was a fun little casual kind of adventure. But yeah, overall, so your assessment of the Hawaii trip, you loved it?
I loved it, yes. I love Kauai, the island that we were on.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the island where Mark Zuckerberg, I should have sent that picture, bought his property there.
It's true, we saw
and,
it. It's huge.
It's really funny. He built a little wall around his property. So not a fence, it's a wall.
With volcanic rock.
With stones. I don't know that it's volcanic rock.
It has to be.
But anyway, and he has white and blue signs, just like a Facebook post that say, thank you
for not... Very kindly.
Thank you for not trespassing. Locals there kind of hate him, I think, because he did buy a huge chunk of property, and I'm not really sure what that does to the economy of the island. But I don't think it's cool to have people that can just do that just because they're rich. And from what I hear, we drove in some other areas where you can't really access certain beaches because these super rich mofos buy properties. And they built fences.
So they block public access to beaches, which all the beaches in Hawaii are public to begin with. You can't make a private beach, but you can buy the areas surrounding them in order to kind of make yourself a private beach.
Yeah. So that was it. It was a lot of fun. So I encourage people that are in a...
Invest in vacations and experiences over buying useless shit. I think that's kind of what we decided to. We're gonna try to save our money, but when we do wanna spend it, it'll be on life experiences like this. That's always worth it.
Yeah. I mean, there's still things you can get away from, like my phone's breaking, and now the iPhone costs a gazillion dollars, which I don't really wanna spend that money on, but I feel like I'm kinda stuck and have to do it, because I don't know. Nobody's yet convinced me. I ask people that have Androids, how do you like it? But no one's been like, oh my God, I love it. You should get it. So I think I'm going to stick with an iPhone. There's always expenses like that. So it's hard to save for things like this. But since we try to do a trip a year, and now we're trying to do it for your birthday too. We went a couple of places for your birthday. I think it's really worth it to invest in those kind of things. Yeah, and just build these memories, learn more about each other. Great couples therapy. and that's that.
Cool.
Before we wrap, do you know when the Streamies vote ends?
No.
Anyway, we are nominated for Streamies for Show of the Year, and Amir's Murder with Friends is also nominated. You can't vote for that, but I'm not sure if you still can vote for the main show of the year.
You gotta do it on Twitter.
Yeah, you have to tweet hashtag TYT for Streamies. Mm-hmm. I'd really appreciate your support for that. We did a huge amount of work last year, so I'm really happy that we got nominated this year. I'm really happy that people voted for us. I thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. We're going to the awards ceremony on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully we win. You never know.
Let's
might
do
kick
it.
Some ass. If you can and want to, please vote for us still. And the other thing I wanted to plug is we did a lot of shit this summer. I directed a music video for Grace. I don't know if you heard her song, and that was a lot of fun. Maybe we should have talked about that project too. I'm glad that TYT is now at a place where, you know, we can kind of take these passion projects outside of our regular jobs and go ahead and do these fun things. If you haven't seen, if you like Grace, and you want to listen to some nice music, her YouTube channel is, I think, Grace Baldridge has a channel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the music video there.
Red Rover.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun doing that. We went in the desert. I thought my dog was going to die because it was 120 degrees there. She's a French bulldog and she can't really breathe. And we made the mistake of taking her there. But that was a lot of fun. Check it out. I hope you enjoy it. Any comments or suggestions you have related to the main show, the live show, you can tweet me at...
I Nikita.
No, I think it's Irina Nikita. That's how much I use Twitter. I do read it, but I never plug stuff, so I don't know what my handle is. I think it's Irina Nikita. Anyway.
Cool.
You'll find it.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Stay strong.
Bye.